On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, the football program learns its bold destination, men's basketball has one heck of a comeback, and women's basketball cruises. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 111 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And I hope y'all had a lovely weekend out there, Gamecock family. It felt weird, didn't it? Felt weird without any Gamecock football. I felt like Ricky Bobby, didn't know what to do with my hands, woke up Saturday morning, didn't have to put my game day polo on. It just felt weird. First Saturday without Carolina football in a long time. And, you know, we're just going to get through it together. But there was some exciting news from college football, exciting games from college football. And then, of course, you still had Gamecock Athletics in action with both the men's and women's teams going on in the basketball side of things. So before I jump into their scores and reviewing their games here, did have a couple of updates from the athletic department. It is strictly from the football program. There were no other games or anything to recap outside of that. So first piece of news here, Cam Smith has declared for the NFL draft, so his career at USC football is done. And I just wanted to say just a huge, first off, congrats for declaring for the draft, starting that process, but a huge, huge thank you to Cam Smith and everything that he did at USC. You know, he was someone that he didn't just develop into a really good player at Carolina. It was cool to see his development from when he first got on campus, but he had a massive leap into one of the best cornerbacks, not just in the SEC, which is an incredible feat, but in the entire country. I mean, even when you look back at his career, to the 2020 season, that wacky season, he was someone that you knew was going to play hard every game, and he turned into a true lockdown corner, which is hard to find. You know, his play this season was superb, especially in those big moments, those big games with big time receivers. Just a huge, huge thank you to Cam. He has definitely etched his name onto the list of excellent defensive backs that played for South Carolina. And, you know, man, just go to the next level and drop your nuts. Thank you for the memories, Cam. You are the man. I'm excited to follow your career. Now, the second piece of news out of the football program is that South Carolina's bowl game and bowl destination has been decided, and your South Carolina Gamecocks are going to the Gator Bowl. How about that? So now we know Gamecock Nation is going to be invading Jacksonville. It's so exciting. Carolina is set to take on Notre Dame in that bowl, which takes place December 30th. And yes, it is in Jacksonville. But man, very cool to say it was that huge buildup. I mean, once they announced the playoff, the top four, which we can talk about a whole episode about that, but it was refreshing my phone like it was just nobody's business. I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if my thumb is sore tomorrow. Just trying to figure out, where's Notre Dame going to play? You know, what domino is going to fall next? Who does the Citrus Bowl have? Where's LSU going? What does that mean for us? And ends up, in my opinion, I mean, this was the one I was hoping for. I think the citrus would have been cool. It does have that, you know, the higher purse and all that jazz, maybe a little bit more name recognition. But this is an exciting game, and I think this is the matchup against Notre Dame that a lot of fans wanted. Didn't really matter what bowl, but if it was against Notre Dame, that's big time. Speaking of Notre Dame, you know, they finished the year ranked 21st in the country. South Carolina finished the year, stayed put at 19. Incredible. And they also have an 8-4 record. Now, obviously, I'm going to give a full preview of the matchup with Crows to the game, all that jazz, on the week of the bowl game. But I just wanted to say that this is a huge, huge accomplishment. I mean, the Gator Bowl is a well-established bowl, and it's a very rewarding matchup. Like I just said, going against one of the biggest brands in college football with Notre Dame. And, you know, I look at it as it's a huge opportunity to show the nation once again what Gamecock football is about. And, I mean, it's just a case of, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. I mean, things just keep going the Gamecocks' way late in the year. It's just crazy. Getting the matchup that you wanted, a chance to really show our program off to the college football world. I think it's the only legit big-time Power 5 bowl game that's going on December 30th. So all of the college football world will be watching, especially when it's Notre Dame. You know, I mean, they bring eyeballs wherever they go, but it's so cool to see. I've already seen a good bit of Gamecock fans planning their trips to go down there. I think it's going to be an absolute sea of garnet and black in Jacksonville. Duval, whatever the Jaguars tweet. I think it's Duval County, but I do have an announcement, and you know, it's on the serious side here. I am part Irish as part of my heritage, you know, and I think to stand in unity with the Gamecocks as they prepare to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, I'm going to renounce my Irish heritage for the next couple of weeks here in unity with that. I don't want to be established, associated with anything Irish, nothing green, not going to wear nothing green. So full on, just Gamecock through and through, garnet blood, let's absolutely go. Sorry, ancestors. also, quick note of speaking of the football team here, next episode, I will be doing a season retrospective, looking back on the 2022 regular season as it stands. But just now that we know the bowl game and we sort of have that end in sight, there's that bookend in place, if you will, I think it's a perfect time to look back on it. And also, next week is exams. It's exam week for Carolina, so there's a break in athletics, no scores to report. So we'll take the time to look back on this season, reflect on the highs, lows, and everything in between. And I guess in that same vein, good luck to y'all who are studying. Study up. Get a nice study room in T-Coop or go to the third floor. That was always my place. Get a little cubby. Get some coffee. Study hard. School is important. But now moving on to the games that were actually played this weekend, starting with the women's basketball team. Dawn Staley and team beat up on the Memphis Tigers 79-54. And I just feel like this is South Carolina women's basketball at work. You know, I said going into this, coming off the big win against UCLA, you have an opportunity to continue that momentum and just play your game, right? Just do what we do best, play team basketball and do your thing and do your job. And that's what they did. Just totally dominated, never trailed after a quarter the whole game. They led in the first quarter, second quarter, the whole game. And then things started off hot with a monster 27-point first quarter. So came out of the gates hot and really never looked back here. Aaliyah Boston with 14 points, 10 rebounds. But in my mind, the story of the game is really the contributions from the bench. Letitia Amy here with 10 points, three blocks and two steals. And it's fun to see her in these big moments when she has those big games, rather. She can really be that X factor. When she gets going, she can play different positions, great defender, great scorer, incredibly athletic, and was fun to see her have a big game. And then Camilo Cardoso with a huge game with 18 points and 10 rebounds. Again, coming off the bench, you know? I mean, was thinking about it, and last year, we knew that she was someone who had some serious skills, right? And coming in with that number one transfer, big-time freshman after her year in Syracuse, I believe it was, she showed those skills in flashes and in moments. But so far early this year, she has been an impact player very consistently in my mind. And if she can continue to perform well, even staying off the bench even, right? That is a scary sight for women's college basketball across the country. Because if you're telling me that you're going to have Aaliyah Boston starting, and then off the bench is coming Cardoso with Victoria Saxton mixed in. I mean, last year that was a scary combination, but now you're saying they all can contribute and get theirs. Cardoso, 18 points, 10 rebounds again. My goodness gracious. Scary sight. It's scary stuff. Which brings me, and again, also previously mentioned, right, they're off this week. So I'm not going to preview their next game, but they are back in action on the 11th against Liberty. Which, if you want a sneak peek of the preview, it's that we're going to beat up Liberty pretty good. Which brings me to men's basketball here, and it was the wild, crazy, amazing, roller coaster, bananas, bonkers. Give me all of the adjectives to describe this game. What they had on Saturday was amazing. Gamecocks beat Georgetown 74-71 in overtime, which capped off an amazing come-from-behind victory. Oh, I'm all out of breath with all of those adjectives. That's why you study for finals. You get to learn English well. But so to recap this for y'all, Carolina was down 11 points at the half, and honestly, things were looking bleak. You know, the guys didn't have a lot of the juice. Gigi was having an off game, and it was just one of those deals where coming off a tough loss on the road, maybe you thought this one could get away from you, but then all of a sudden, Gigi Jackson and Mechie Johnson happened. They woke up. All of Gigi Jackson's points came in the second half. So I don't know what the hell Lamont Paris said in the locker room, or if they had Michael's secret stuff. I don't know what the hell it was, because it surely worked. He came out and went on a heater right away. And Mechie hit some very clutch shots, including a huge, very long three-pointer with about 25 seconds left. And it was just super hectic. It was a hectic end to regulation. But ultimately, the game goes to overtime, and South Carolina finds a way to win. And just, wow. I mean, the way that game started to how it ended is just fantastic. You know, I talked last episode about how this season for the men's basketball team could be a tough season, right? It was going to be a hard year. And this team and program, really, they have a long ways to go, right? I don't think that's rocking the boat too much at all. I think it's a fair assessment. But this is a gutsy, gritty, big-time team win. And it shows the type of character of the guys on the roster. And it also shows the ability of Coach Paris to coach, right? To get his guys going, adjust at the half, and snap out of it. To get Jackson going like that, to make adjustments to slow Georgetown down just enough. Very exciting, you know, and going off that, you know, we got to enjoy every win this year, right? Because I don't know how many we're going to get this year. So we're going to enjoy them as they come, but this is a big-time one to celebrate. On the road against a team that's solid, right? They've been solid over the last couple years. Georgetown's not blowing people away. They're not making deep tournament runs, but that's a solid team with talented players, and you went on the road and came from behind and beat them. So the player highlights here for y'all, like I said, GG Jackson, with all of his work coming in the second half with 22 points, 8 rebounds. Hayden Brown with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Michi Johnson with 17 points and 8 assists. 8 is the magic number. 8 is now the sign. Jacoby Wright with 6 points off the bench as well. And it's cool to see. You know, it's clear that Jackson, Brown, and Johnson are this team's big three. And if these guys can score in double figures and darn near 20 points each, good things can happen. But I wanted to give a shout out to Jacoby Wright there with 6 points off the bench, because it's going to take different moments and different times from other guys on this team to step up. Because not every game are these three guys going to get going. You know, Gigi's a very talented player, but he is a freshman. There's going to be moments where he's down. Who can step up and produce when that happens? That's going to be the storyline really this entire year in my mind for the basketball team. And I just think it's clear that this team has potential. They're far, very far from perfect, but it's exciting to see a couple of big wins, right? A couple of bad losses, but a couple of big wins. It's going to keep us on our toes, to say the least, this year. But just like the women's team, the men don't play this week, but they will be back in action also on the 11th against Presbyterian, and I will preview that closer to the game, and we'll see if this team can string two or more together. That'll be exciting, right? But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever y'all listen it to. I appreciate all y'all. As a reminder, next episode is a football season retrospective. Spread the word. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.